我今天想要跟弟兄姊妹交通的题目乃是末世危险的日子。
The topic that I want to fellowship with brother and sister today is the end days, the dangerous time.
我想我们一同来看一处的圣经。
Let us read a passage of scripture together.
我们请翻开提摩太后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
But now this, that in the last days, perilous time will come.
这里特别提到末世危险的日子。
And here it mentioned the last days, perilous time.
圣灵借着保罗向我们说话。
And the Holy Spirit spoke to us through Paul.
他说你要知道。
And he said, you must know.
很多时候我们盼望我们所知道的事情都是正面的消息。
A lot of times we wish that everything we hear are the positive news.
我们不想听负面的消息。
We do not want to hear anything negative.
因为这正面的消息使我们思想到主。
Because the positive things cause us to think of the Lord.
但是负面的消息呢，常常使我们心沉沦下来。
And the negative news cause our heart to sink.
但这里保罗提醒我们。
But here Paul reminds us.
他说你要知道。
He says that you must know.
因为你知道这些事情，好提醒我们。
He said that you know these things so that it will remind us.
这些事情可以作为我们的鉴戒。
And these kind of things can be our example.
所以第二节他特别提到，他说，因为那时人要专顾自己，或是专爱自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁。
Here, especially in verse 2, Paul tells us, at that time, with the condition of men,For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy.
这边特别提到人喜欢爱自己也爱钱财。
Here it mentions especially men are lovers of themselves and they love money.
主要我们舍己。
The Lord wants us to be a denier of ourselves.
但是末世的现象是人爱自己。
But the condition of the last days is that man loves himself.
人也爱钱财。
And they also love money.
保罗说贪财是万恶之根。
And Paul also tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil.
所以人爱自己，人爱钱财的结果就是后面所写的这些情形。
So when men become a lover of themselves and they love money, and here comes the condition or the result of that.
第三节说到无亲情不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善。
Here in verse 3 it tells us, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, a despiser of good.
这边特别提到不爱良善。
Here, especially mentioned at the end, despisers of good.
良善我们知道，特别是讲到神的旨意。
And when we talk about good, we're talking about the will of God.
好，第四节特别讲到卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神。
Here, verse 6 especially tells us, traitors, headstrong, haters, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
第五节不敬虔，有敬虔的外貌，却违背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。
Verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people, turn away.
所以在这里他特别提到，有几个爱，但有几个不爱。
And here it tells us that there is a few love, and then there's a few unlove.
人爱自己。人爱钱财，人爱厌乐。
Here, it tells us that people love themselves, people love money, and then they love pleasure.
不爱良善，不爱神。
But they do not love good, and they do not love God.
保罗提到这些事情，还不是指着世界上的事情。
And when Paul mentioned about these things, he's not talking about things in the world.
他是提到教会内部的情形。
But he was talking about the inner condition of the church.
所以他要我们要躲开。
So he wants us to turn away from these things.
因为在末后的时代，他讲到教会的时候，他特别提到是大户人家。
And because in the end times, he's talking about a great household.
所以在提摩太后书第二章，他特别提到，在大户人家。不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。
So he tells us that in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also there are wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor.
本来说到教会，乃是永生神的教会。
Original, when you're talking about the church, you're talking about the church of the ever living God.
但是到了末世呢，这个教会成为大户人家。
But in the end times, this house, church of God became a great house.
所以有贵重的器皿，也有卑贱的器皿。
And therefore, we find the precious vessels and also vessels of dishonor.
所以二十一节特别告诉我们说，人如果自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿。成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
So here in verse 21, it tells us, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor and sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
所以在末世，你看到教会，有很多的现象跟世界没有什么分别。
And so therefore, in the last days, you will see the condition of the church has not much difference differentiating itself from the world.
但保罗叫我们不要觉得奇怪。
But Paul tells us, don't be marvel at this.
因为到了末世呢，教会成为一个大户人家。
Because at the end days, the church will become the great house.
但他鼓励我们要自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就可做贵重的器皿。
So he encourages us to cleanse ourselves and to be sanctified so that we can do the good work.
所以二十二节他说你要逃避，你要逃避少年的私欲。从那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
So here in verse 22, it tells us to flee. Flee also your youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
所以所有负面的消息，保罗叫我们要知道。
So Paul wants us to know these negative news.
好让我们懂得怎么躲开，怎么逃避。
So that we know how to turn away and also to flee from them.
然后他叫我们与倾心祷告的一同追求。
And he wants us to pursue these things with those who pray with a pure heart.
不是追求知识，乃是追求基督的生命跟基督的性格。
And not to pursue something that is knowledge, but pursue after the character of Christ.
所以这里特别提到是公义。信德、仁爱、和平。
So therefore, it mentioned here, to pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace.
所以到了第三章第十节，他也特别提到提摩太，他也鼓励我们。他说：“但你已经服从了我的教训、品性、志向、爱心、宽容、爱心、忍耐。”
Here in verse 10, Paul also tells Timothy.But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, pursued faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance.
但是不仅如此，十一节他说，以及我在安提阿、以哥念、路斯德所遭遇的逼迫苦难，我所忍受是何等的逼迫，但从这一切苦难中，神都把我救出来了。
In verse 11, not only that, he says, persecution, affliction, which happened to me at...Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecution I endured, and out of them all, the Lord delivered me.
保罗对提摩太说：“你不仅服从了我的教训、品性等等。”
Paul told Timothy that not only you carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, and all that.
而且你也服从了与我同样受逼迫和苦难。
But you also conform with me in the persecution and affliction.
所以走这条路，你会有逼迫跟苦难。
So to walk in this way, you will have persecution and afflictions.
所以十二节他就做了一个结论，他说：“不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里进前度日的，也都要受逼迫。”
In verse 12, it tells us that yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
所以保罗在这个地方特别告诉我们，要知道末世危险的日子要来到。
And here, especially Paul wants to mention to us that in the last days, the dangerous, perilous time will come.
我们今天就是在这末后的日子。
And today, we're in that day.
今天就是在这个危险的时候。
Today is the perilous time.
所以保罗叫我们知道好，怎么样逃避，也知道怎么样来追求。
So Paul asks us to know so that we can know how to flee and also how to pursue.
今天我要特别举圣经里面旧约的一些例子啊，来看到怎么样啊，我们会面对那个艰难的日子。
So today we want to mention about some history in the Old Testament so that we know how to face the end days.
我特别要提到的是四世纪。
And we want to mention from the book of Judges.
四世纪的背景的历史跟我们今天非常的相近。
And the background of the book of Judges is very similar to today.
当时他们的道德非常的败落。
And at that time, their moral was very low.
圣灵对那个时代的结语总结就是以色列中没有王，个人按照自己眼中看为对的去行。
And the conclusion of the Holy Spirit for that period of time is that in those days there were no kings in Israel. Everyone did what was right in their eyes.
其实神是他们的王。
Although actuality, God was their king.
但是他们没有把神当作王来看。
But they did not treat God as king to them.
他们都做对的事。
They all did the right things.
但是是他们自己眼中看为对的事。
But it is the right things only in their eyes.
所以当时呢，他们落在许多仇敌的手下。
And therefore, very often they will fall into the hands of the enemies.
在痛苦跟捆绑之中。
They were in bondage. They were in suffering.
这样的局面要一直等到大卫来做王的时候才结束。
And this kind of condition ended when David became king.
今天。神家普遍的情形啊，也是如此。
And today in the house of God, it is the common condition that we see.
好像没有王。
Although there were no, I mean, it's as if we do not see a king.
个人都是按着自己眼中看为对的去行。
And everyone did according to what they see to be right.
什么时候能够结束这样的局面呢？
When will this condition end?
就是我们的大卫，主耶稣基督回来的时候。
It is when our David, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, when he come back.
四世纪第十九章到二十一章，写了一段很特别的故事。
And the book of Judges from chapter 19 to chapter 21 recorded a very special story.
我想很多人可能对这一段的故事相当的熟悉。
And maybe many of you were familiar with this story.
但当我们再读这样的故事的时候呢，我们仍然觉得可怕。
But when we once again read the story, we felt this is dreadful.
他讲了当时神的儿女道德败落的情形。
And it describes the condition of the children of God, how their moral it is so fallen.
但这些事情事实上呢，也是隐藏在神的家里面。
But these kind of things are hidden in the house of God.
这是末世危险的日子。
And because this is the last day of the perilous time.
这里讲到有一个利未人，他娶了一个妾。
And here it mentioned that a Levi had took for himself a concubine.
然后这个妾呢， 行淫乱，回到他父亲家去了。
And this concubine has played the harlot and went back to his father's house.
经过四个月以后，这个利未人呢，想念他了，就去他岳父的家，用好话劝他的妾回来。
So after 4 months, because this Levite remember his concubine, so he went to her father's house to use good words to try to convince her to come back with him.
当然，他的岳父非常的高兴。
Of course, the father-in-law was very happy.
就不断的款待他。
And he continued to treat him well.
一直拖到第五天太阳偏西的时候。
And until the fifth day, when the sun is already past noon.
所以他们呢，就不得不离开，回去。
And they decided to depart from that place.
结果来到了当时的耶路撒冷这个地方。
And they went to a place called Jebba. It is the Jerusalem to come.
当时仍然是外邦人，耶布斯人所在的地方。
And at that time, the Jebusites lived in that city.
因为是外邦人的地方，所以他们不敢停留在那里，所以继续往前。
And because it was the place of the Gentiles, so they did not dare to stay there the night, and they continued forward.
就来到了便雅悯的一个地方，叫基比亚。
And they came to a city in the tribe of Benjamin, and the city is called Gibeah.
但是没有人接待他们。
But when they went into the city, no one would take them in.
这时候有一个年老的人，他是从外地搬到这里来居住的一个年老的人。
And at this time, an older person came into the city, and he was also moved there from a faraway place.
就接待了他们。
And this elderly person took them in.
这是以色列人的地方。
And this is a place for the Israelites.
但是呢，城中有一些匪徒就围绕这个房子。
But there were unruly men that surround the surround the house from that city.
他们要什么呢？他们要他这个老人交出这个利未人，好与他交合。
They wanted the old person to give them the Levite so that they can know him carnally.
你能够想象这个事情发生在神的家吗？
Can you imagine what kind of things happen in the house of God?
更离奇的是，这个老年人说什么呢？
And even more crazy is this what this old man said.
他愿意把他自己的女儿，就是还是处女，跟这个妾交出来给这些人。
And he said that he's willing to give his virgin daughter and this concubine to these unruly men.
但他不愿意交出这个利未人。
But he will not give up that Levite.
但这些匪徒不愿意。
But the unruly man is not willing.
所以最后发展的情形就是这个利未人呢，把他的妾给拉出去了。
And so at the end, this Levite pushes concubine out.
这些匪徒凌辱他，一直整个晚上。
And these wicked men would mistreat her all evening.
一直到清晨才放她回来。
Until the dawn before they let her go.
这个妾来到门口就倒下来。
And this concubine, when she went to the door of where they were staying, she fell down.
早上清早的时候，这利未人起来了，准备回去了。
And in the morning, when this Levi woke up, he is ready to depart.
看到他的妾躺在门口。
And he saw his concubine laying at the doorpost.
就催促他起来走路。
Then he called her to leave, get up and depart.
就发觉他死了。
Then he found out she died.
所以他把这个妾的尸体带回去，切成12块。
And he took this concubine's body and brought it back to his home.And he cut it into 12 pieces.
送到以色列十二个支派每一个家里面去。
And he sent these 12 pieces into the 12 tribes of Israel.
你们对这个故事熟悉吗？
Do you guys remember the story?
这是神的家发生的事情。
And this happened in the house of God.
这整个故事，这整个事件，你发觉很多很特别的 case， 很特别的情形。
And in this whole story, you see very special happenings all through it.
首先，利未人他们是分散在以色列各地的。
First, it's the Levites supposed to dwell in all over Israel.
他们分散在各地，目的呢，就是教导以色列人认识神的律法。
And these Levites, when they are scattered throughout Israel, their purpose is to teach the Israelites the word of God.
这个利未人娶了一个妾。
And this Levite has taken for himself a concubine.
虽然在律法，在以色列的律法并不禁止人娶妾。
Although the law of the Israelites did not forbid him to take a concubine.
但是就像我们主说的，起初不是这样，起初神的心意不是这样。
But like the Lord says, in the original mind of God, it wasn't like that.
然后现在这个妾犯了淫乱。
And now this concubine has committed adultery.
你要按照神的律法，是要用石头把他打死。
According to the law of God, she was supposed to be stoned to death.
但这个妾呢，回家去了。
But this concubine went home.
这个利未人不但没有处理这件事情，结果呢，他用好话来劝他回去。
This Levite, he did not dealt with this thing properly, and he also uses good words try to convince her to go back with him.
他应当是教导神的百姓关于神的话的，结果呢，他去与罪妥协。
He originally was supposed to teach the Israelites the word of God, but now he compromises with sin.
所以他在他的岳父家呢待了好几天。
And at his father-in-law's house, he dwelt many days.
因为他岳父太高兴了，他回来找他女儿。
Because the father-in-law was very happy that he actually come back to take back the concubine.
所以本来他要离开的，结果呢，岳父一直的留他，这样一直到了第五天。
And originally he was to depart, but the father-in-law kept him and kept him and kept him for 5 days.
而且呢，如果他早一点走，可能也没发生这个事情。
And also, if he left earlier, maybe this story would not happen this way.
但是呢，他一直等到日头偏西的时候，他才离开。
But he waited until the sun has passed noon before he departed.
他也知道在外邦人的地方也不能久留的。
And he knows that he cannot dwell at the place of the Gentiles.
所以他来到了以色列便雅悯的地方。
So he came to the within the Israel, the tribe of Benjamin's place.
他知道，你知道明显的仇敌，但是他不知道暗中的危险。
Although he know about the enemy on the outside, the obvious ones, but he does not know the danger that is within.
现在他来到神百姓的家，居然神的百姓有匪徒要把他交出来与他们交合。
He came to the people of God's place, but he could not imagine that there are people unruly wanted to take him and have carnal knowledge.
这让我们想到创世纪十九章。
This reminds us of Genesis chapter 19.
我们记得两个天使到索多玛被罗德接待的事情。
And we remember that there were two angels went to Sodom and Lot.Received them to their home, but to his home.
发生的事情也跟这件事情很像。
And what happened afterward was very similar to the story.
索多玛从大到小都围住罗德的房子。
And in Sodom, from the old to the young, they all surrounded the house of Lot.
要把这两个天使，他们以为是人，要把这两个天使交出来，好与他们交合。
And they want these two angels they thought were men to be out so that they can have carnal relations with them.
罗德愿意提供他两个女儿，都还是处女，给他。
And Lot was willing to give up his two virgin daughters for these people.
结果后来我们知道，火从天上降下来，烧灭了这个索多玛跟附近的城市。
And we know that at the end, fire came down to destroy the city of Sodom and the neighboring city.
索多玛是外邦的城市。
And Sodom is a city of the Gentiles.
但是基比亚呢，却是以色列的地方。
But Gibeah is a place of the Israelites.
所多玛发生的事情是在律法之前的事情。
And what happened in Sodom was before the law was given.
但基比亚发生的时候呢，却是律法颁布以后。
But Gibeah, this thing happened after the law has been given to the Israelites.
今天恩典时代有很多事情是我们不能想象的。
Today, in the time of grace, is many things happen. It's something we cannot imagine.
这个老人居然愿意提供他的女儿跟妾。
And this old person, this old man, is willing to give up his virgin daughter and concubine.
跟罗德的想法很近。
It's very similar to what Lot was thinking.
就当你住在一个罪恶的地方久了以后呢，你发觉你的思想很容易被同化。
And when you dwell in a place of sin for a long time, you are assimilated with their thinking.
他绝对拒绝同性恋。
He would reject homosexuality.
但是不反对淫乱。
But he would not object to adultery.
所以这是很可怕的事情。
And this is very dreadful thing.
今天我们对同性恋也是非常的厉害的在反对。
And today is similar. We object to homosexuality.
这没有错。
And this is not wrong.
但是我们对淫乱呢，我们却好像看得很轻。
But adultery to us seems to be something that is not heavy.
关于同性恋的事，我想我们已经听过太多了。
And about homosexuality, we heard many stories.
但是今天我只想提一点点。
But today I want to mention just a little bit.
我要从圣经上的观点来看。
We need to look at it from the point of view of the Bible.
犹大书。
Let's turn to Judah.
犹大书，我们看第七节。
In Jude chapter
7. 犹大书第七节。他说：“又如所多玛。”俄摩拉和周围诚意的人，也照他们一味的行淫，随从烈性的情欲，就受永火的刑罚，作为鉴戒。犹大书第七节。
Yet, Ephesus of Jude, verse 7. As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in a similar manner to these.Having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh and set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire.
你仔细读这段话啊，他说索多玛、俄摩拉他们是怎么样的行淫呢？来照着他们。
You see here when it's talk about Sodom and Gomorrah, how do they How do they give themselves? It's according to themselves. They give over to the sexual immorality.
是照着他们啊。
It's according to themselves.
然后是随从烈性的情欲，就是说另外一种肉体或者很奇异的肉体。
And it says gone after strange flesh. It is a not natural.
所以你看见索多玛这些行为，乃是照着有一个范本，有一个照着他们所做的。
And you see that the conduct of the Sodom and Gomorrah is according to themselves.
而且他的讲到的肉体呢，是另外一种肉体，或是奇异的肉体 ，strange flesh.
And then when they talk about the flesh, it's talking about a strange flesh.
那他们到底是照谁的榜样来做的呢
？So who are they doing this with the example of?
就是第六节告诉我们。
And here it mentions verse 6.
他这边说，又有不守本位、离开自己住处的天使，主用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里，等候大日的审判。
Here in verse 6 says, and the angels who did not keep their proper domain but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains, under darkness for the judgment of the great day.
我们知道圣经上特别讲的天使是不娶不嫁的。
And we know that the the Bible tells us that the angel does not marry nor be given to
marry.
And here it mentioned that they have left their own domain.
所以在创世纪第六章特别提到神的儿子与人的女子交合就生下了上古英武有名的人。
And in the Genesis, it tells us that the sons of God has
人的女子
and married the daughter of men, and they gave birth to the mighty men of valor in the past.
所以这些堕落的天使，他们取了人的形身体，与人的女子交合，就生下了从前古代那些伟人。
And here it tells us that the angels would marry the daughters of men, and they give birth to the great people in the past, in the ancient time.
所以这些人呢，就好像半人半天使一样。
And these people are like half man and half angel.
所以在人来看，他们是伟人。
And according to people, they consider themselves great.
但是你看，索多玛、俄摩拉，乃是仿照这些人的形象，这些人的样子，做了这些事情。
And you see Sodom and Gomorrah did their sin, according to the sample that they seen from these people.
我们反对罪恶，但是我们同情罪人。
We object to sins.But we have mercy on the sinners.
但是我们必须要知道，看同性恋的根源，还是从这个堕落的天使来的。
And we need to know that the root of the homosexuality came from these angels.
所以你看见从律法时代以前就有这些事情。
And you see that before the time of the law, these things happened already.
然后律法时代仍然照常发生。
And even under the time of the law, these kind of things continue to happen.
那今天恩典时代也是如此。
And today, in the time of grace, same thing still happens.
好，当这些匪徒围绕这个房子的时候
，When these unruly men surrounded the house,
这个利未人居然把他的妾拉出来丢给他们。
And the Levi would take his concubine and throw it to them.
凌辱了一个晚上。在清晨回到倒在门口的时候呢，他居然不知道。
And they assaulted her all night, and she came back to the door, and he did not even know.
早上起来的时候呢，只是催促他赶快走，一点安慰的话都没有。
And when he woke up and saw her at the door, he just hurried her to get up and did not have any word of comfort for her.
所以你看，这个侍奉神的人是这么的冷漠。
And you see this person who's supposed to serve God, he was so cruel.
这个妾呢，虽然回来了，但是从来没有为他的罪懊悔过。
Although this concubine came back, she did not repent of what she had done.
所以最后她是死在她的罪恶的欲望之中。
And at the end, she died in the flesh of her own desire.
好，现在以色列家发生这种事情。
So now this happened in the house of Israel.
怎么处理？
How would you deal with it?
这是二十章告诉我们。
And this is what happened in chapter 20.
所以他们就以色列十一个支派全部聚集在一起，要来攻打这个基比亚人。
And so the 11 tribes gathered together. They want to come up to battle with Gibeah.
所以这个动机是对的。
And so this motive was correct.
哥林多前书第五章保罗说
In the First Corinthians, Paul tells,
一点面酵可以让全团发起来。
A little bit of yeast will cause the entire loaf to rise.
所以一点的罪恶呢，能够让整个教会污染。
And a little bit of sin can also cause the entire church to be defiled.
当时哥林多教会有人娶了他的继母。
And at that time in the church of Corinth, someone has taken his stepmother as his wife.
这在外邦人面前，在世界人的面前，世界人都不做这种事情的。
And this is something that even the Gentile would not do.
但是保罗说你们仍然自高自大还不哀痛把这样的人赶出去。
And Paul tells them that you did not mourn over this thing and you lift yourself up and did not chase this person out of the church.
好，所以现在呢，以色列十一个支派聚集起来了，如同一个人一样。
So now the 11 tribe of the Israelites gathered together as one person.
聚集了40万人可以打仗。
And they gathered together 400,000 men who are of war.
他们要求便雅悯这个支派把基比亚的匪徒给交出来。
They demanded that Benjamin would give up these unruly men in Gibeah.
好致使他们并且把这个恶罪恶除去。
So that they can put these men to death and to take away the sin.
这是非常合理的事，对不对？
This is a reasonable thing, isn't that?
但是便雅悯人拒绝交出来。
But the Benjamin says, no, we will not.
便雅悯支派聚集他们自己的军队跟基比亚人呢联合起来。
And the Benjamin, Benjamites, gathered together of their own army,together with the Gibeans.
他们有26,700个人。
They have 26,700 men.
一边是40万人，一边是26,700人。
On one side we have 400,000 soldiers. On the other side we have 26,700 soldiers.
以色列他们是站在正义这一边。
And the Israelites are standing on the side of righteousness.
他们要来对付便雅悯，他们是与罪恶联合的。
And they want to come and deal with Benjamin, who unite themselves with sin.
在征战之前，他们问神说，谁应该先，哪个支派应该先上去
？And before they start their battle, they came before God and asked, who should go up first to battle with?
神说犹大先上去。
And God says, Judah go.
结果打下来，一仗打下来呢。
But after the battle, what happened?
便雅悯赢了。
Then the Benjamites actually was victorious.
以色列十一个支派死了22,000人。
And the Israelites in their army, 22,000 soldiers died.
你看很特别哦，以色列人占有40万人，而且他们站在正义这一边。他们也询问了神，神也告诉他怎么打，结果他们打败了。
And this is very special because the Israelites have 40,000 people. They 400,000 people. They stand on the side of the righteousness. They even ask God how should they do it. God told them, but the result is they failed.
但是他们人多，所以他们不怕，他们又再次聚集起来，要准备打第二次仗。
But they have a multitude of armies, so they were not afraid. So they gathered once again, wanted to battle again.
甚至在打仗之前呢，他们在神的面前哭嚎，一直到晚上。
And before the battle, they were crying before God until evening.
他们问神，我们可不可以去打这个仗
？They asked God, "Can we go up to fight this battle?"
神说可以。
God said, "Go."
第二次打下以后，便雅悯又赢了。
And the second time, Benjamin was victorious again.
以色列这边呢，又死了18,000人。
And the Israelites has 18,000 soldiers fallen.
这次他们坐在神的面前痛哭，而且禁食到晚上。
And this time, the Israelites gathered before God. They cried before God, and they fasted until evening.
然后他们也献燔祭跟平安祭给神。
They offer burn offering and peace offering to God.
他们这次问神，我们应该休兵呢，不要打了呢，还是去打
？So this time they ask God, should we go back to our home or should we continue to battle?
神说要上去打，这次一定交给你们。
And God says, go. This time I will give the Benjamin to your hand.
弟兄姐妹，你不觉得这一段事情非常特别吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you think that this is strange, this story?
对付罪恶，难道不对吗
？Is it wrong to deal with the sin?
如果我们询问神，神也给我们的答案，为什么我还失败
？And when we ask God, about this, and God gave us the answer. Why do we still fail?
便雅悯人，他们是站在人情的这一边，而没有站在公义这一边。
And the Benjamites, they stand on the side of human relations rather than in the righteousness.
他们包庇罪。
And they tolerate sin.
他们心里面非常的刚硬。
And in their heart is hardened.
他们应当谦卑，但他反而呢，要与神与公义来征战。
They should have humbled themselves, but they want to war against righteousness and God.
当然，最后整个支派被毁掉，只剩下600个人。
But at the end, the Benjamin was destroyed, and only 600 were left.
神给他们打了2次胜仗。
But God gave them 2 victories over battle.
神对他们相当的怜悯。
But God has mercy on them.
但他们不悔改。
But they will not repent.
那为什么以色列站在公义这边，而且把罪除去，还打败了仗？
But on the side of the Israelites, why is it that when they stand on the side of righteousness and they have to fail that?
他们虽然站在公义的这一边，但是呢，他们却非常自义。
But it is because when they are standing on the side of righteousness, but they were self-righteous.
事实上，他们的自义，他们的骄傲不会比便雅悯人好。
Because their pride and their self-righteousness is not any better than the Benjamin.
他们要来审判便雅悯人。
They want to come and judge the Benjamin.
但神要先审判他。
And God wants to judge them first.
所以这是我们一个很好的教训。
And this is a good lesson for us to learn.
如果我们眼中的梁木没有除去，你不要去除弟兄眼中的刺。
And if we do not take away the stump that is in our eyes, we cannot take away the splinter that is in the eyes of our brothers.
他们第一次打仗的时候，
And the first time when they came to battle,
他们聚集了400,000人。
They had gathered 400,000 soldiers.
然后他们来问神。
Then they came to ask God.
谁应当先上？
Who should go?
神说犹大先上。
God says, send Judah.
那为什么他们还打败了？
Then why did they still fail?
你看，他们第一次问神的时候，不是问该不该打，而是问谁该先上去。
You see, the first time they came to ask God, they did not ask, should we go? Rather, they asked, who should go?
那很多时候，我们发起一件我们觉得对的事，却不是神发起的。
And very often we would initiate something that we consider to be right. However, it is not initiated by God.
我们任何一件事的起头都应当是神。
Because everything that we do should be initiated by God.
主耶稣曾经说过。
And the Lord Jesus said this.
凡栽种的物，如果不是我父栽种的，都要拔出来。
He says that everything that is planted, if it wasn't for my father to plant, has to be taken out.
所以很多时候，我们只是觉得自己对的事去做，但不一定是从神来的。
Very often we do things that are right according to our consideration, but it is not initiated by God.
这就是为什么圣灵说以色列中没有王，个人按自己眼中所认为对的去行。
That's why the Holy Spirit concludes that in the Israel there were no king, and everyone did according to that is right in their own eyes.
所以第一次虽然打败了，第二次马上又聚集起来。
And although the first time they failed, and the second time they gathered together once again.
因为他们还有380,000人。
And because they have still have 380,000 people.
但这一次他们在神的面前哭到晚上。
And this time they cried themselves before God until evening.
这次他们就问神了，我们可不可以上去打？
Then this time they asked God, can we go?
又死了18,000人。
And another 18,000 died.
他们的哭泣不是因为他们的罪。
Their crying before God was not because of their sin.
不是为着他们的骄傲，不是为着他们的自义。
It wasn't because of their own self-righteousness, it's not because of their pride.
他们的哭泣是因为他们的损失。
They cry before God because of their loss.
很多时候我们的哭泣在神的面前哭泣呢，是因为我们的损失，不是因为我们的罪。
Very often when we come before God, we cry for our own loss, but we don't cry for our sin.
神必须再做工，好让他们降卑。
So God do some more, work some more to cause them to humble themselves.
他们还有38万人，所以他们觉得还是可以靠自己的能力来打。
And because they still had 380,000 soldiers, so they felt that they can still depend on themselves to fight.
但神要教导他们，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，而是依靠耶和华的灵，方能成事。
But God needs to teach them that it is not by might nor by power that things are accomplished. It is by the Spirit of God.
我们都记得以色列人打埃城的故事。
And you remember the story of the Israelites when they came to attack the city of Ai.
他们刚刚把最难打的耶利哥城给攻下来了。
And they originally just captured the city that was difficult to capture, which is Jericho.
那现在碰到埃城这个小城呢，不必都上去，3000人就好。
And so now they come to the city of Ai. They said, "We don't need to all go. We just send 3,000."
那这是里面的骄傲。
This is the pride of men.
每一次他们征战得胜，都是从吉甲出发。
And every time they were victorious in battle, they departed from Gilgal.
但是打埃城的时候，却不是从吉甲出来。
And but when they went to the city of Ai, was not coming from Gilgal.
因为我们知道吉甲就是对付肉体的地方。
Because Gilgal is a place for dealing with the flesh.
所以当他们打败了之后，约书亚来到神面前哭泣。
And when they failed, then Joshua went back up to the Lord and he cried.
但是神没有告诉他谁犯了罪。
And but then at that time, God did not tell them who had sinned.
我们知道亚干他偷了一些不该偷的东西。
And we know that
Achan
had stolen something that he should not have taken.
但是神没有直接告诉他亚干犯了这件事情。
But God did not directly told him that Achan has done this.
神叫他们一个支派一个支派一个支派一个宗室家族一个一个来到神的面前。
And God caused each tribe and each family and each clan to come before God individually.
那神为什么要那么麻烦？
Why did God did it in such a
神只要告诉他们就是亚干就好了。
It would be easier for God to just tell them it is Achan.
这就教导我们，很多时候，如果教会出问题，我们每一个人都应该到神的面前来。
And this tells us that when something happened in the church, every one of us need to come before God.
不是我们自己去猜想是谁。
It is not according to our guess of who caused this problem.
我们每一个人都有责任来到神的面前，寻求神的光照。
Each one of us has the responsibility to come before God to ask God to enlighten us.
好，结果第三次，他们要准备打了。
So now, the Israelites on the third time they want to come and fight again.
这时候他们不但哭泣，而且禁食到晚上。
This time, not only they cry, they fasted until evening.
他们向神献燔祭跟平安祭。
And they offer to God burnt offering and peace offering.
这时候他们谦卑下来。
Now they humble themselves.
因为禁食说到他们愿意放下自己。
And because fasting is talking about letting go of themselves.
他们忧伤痛悔了。
And now they repent and with a contrite heart.
他们献燔祭，把自己重新献上。
And they offer the burnt offering to offer themselves to God.
他们也献平安祭，好与神和好。
And they also offer the peace offering so that they have peace with God.
他们这时候来问神说：“我们应该罢兵呢，还是我们继续攻打上去
？”And at that time, after all this, they came to God and said, "Should we quit attacking them, or should we continue to battle?"
所以你看见这一次他们的态度完全不一样。
So you see that their attitude has completely turned.
所以第三次，神真的把便雅悯交给他们。
Then the third time, then God gave to them the Benjamites.
你看，所以每一次我们在审判人之前，神要先双倍的审判我们。
You know, every time when we want to come and judge anybody, God wants to judge us even more severely.
神先审判他们两次，才让他们开始做审判的工作。
Then God judged them, the Israelites, twice before He allowed the Israelites to judge the Benjamites.
好，第三次他们打仗，打赢了，为什么呢？因为他们派了伏兵。
And the third time they were victorious, and the reason why is because they sent the
ambush.
Ambush, yeah, they sent the ambush to them.
首先，他们预备了伏兵。
And they first sent the ambush around the city.
然后他们假装被打败。
And they pretended to fail before the Benjamites.
然后，便雅悯这些人呢，他们就离开城出来打仗。
So now the Benjamites come out of the city to chase after the Israelites.
就这些伏兵呢，就进了城，把城烧掉了。
The ambush would go into the city when the Benjamites leave, and they burn up the city.
所以然后两面夹攻，就把便雅悯人打败。
And then when the Benjamin turned around, then both sides attacked them and defeated them.
我们记得打埃城的时候，他们也是用伏兵，对不对
？You remember when they attacked the city of Ai, they did the same thing.
那弟兄姊妹，什么是伏兵呢？
Brother and sister, what are the ambush?
伏兵就是说敌人不知道你有这些兵。
The ambush is talking about things that the enemy do not know about.
所以这是说到他们在神面前那个隐藏的经历。
And this is talking about the hidden experience they have before God.
他们在神面前悔改认罪。
Because they repented before God.
他们谦卑下来。他们把自己奉献给神，他们与神和好。
And they humble themselves, they offer themselves to God to have peace with them.
这是仇敌所不知道的。
And this is something that the enemy do not understand.
这是他们里面的回转。
So this is the turning of the inside.
这个带领他们得胜。
And this led them to victory.
这也带领我们在属灵的征战上能够得胜。
And this is also something that can lead us in a spiritual battle to be victorious.
所以我们每一个人都应当有伏兵。
So every one of us should have this ambush.
我们每一个人都当在神的面前，要有隐藏的经历。
And each one of us should have that hidden experience before God.
我们每一个人都需要在神的光中，在审判台前的光中，来认识我们的罪。
Each one of us should have the light of the judgment seat of Christ to understand.
好，让我们真的是能够降卑，能够降服在神的面前。
Then we are able to humble ourselves before God.
这是仇敌没有办法对付的。
And this is something that the enemy cannot overcome.
他们本来是只要对付基比亚的几个匪徒就好。
Originally, they came to ask for the unruly man or the wicked man of Gibeah.
现在便雅悯的26,700个人只剩下600个人。
But now the Benjamin has only 600 left out of the 26,700 people.
这600个人就躲在一个地方。
And this 600 people they went to the mountain.
但是以色列人呢并没有停止。
But the Israelites did not stop.
现在他到以色列各个城市里面。到便雅悯各个城市里面，只要是看见人和牲畜都杀掉。
Now the Israelites went to all of the city of Benjamin and killed everything they've seen, every living thing they've seen, no matter as women, children, or animal.
而且把所有的诚意给杀光了。
And has destroyed all of the and burn up all the cities.
本来只要对付几个歹徒就好了，现在整个支派几十万人。杀掉剩下600个人。
And but now, originally they were going to only deal with a few wicked men, but now they took the entire tribe, thousands of people are destroyed.
所以他们越过了他们应该有的界限。
And they went beyond what they should have done.
什么时候当肉体掌权的时候，我们真是赶尽杀绝。
And no matter when our flesh is ruling, we need to chase them to the uttermost.
所以他们认识神的公义没有错。
They know about the righteousness of God, it's true.
但是不认识神的怜悯。
But they did not understand the mercy of God.
雅各书告诉我们。
And in the book of James, it tells us.
他说不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判。
And he says that those who will not have mercy on others, they will be judged unmercifully.
因为怜悯是向审判夸胜。
Because mercy overcame judgment.
所以你看，我们如果肉体掌权的时候，是何等可怕的事情。
But you see, when your flesh is in control, this is very dreadful.
当保罗在责备哥林多信徒的时候
，When Paul is when he was scolding the Corinthians.
他是昼夜流泪。
He wept unceasingly for them.
而且当他责备那些人悔改的时候
，When he urges those people to repent.
保罗对哥林多教会的人说
，Paul said to the Corinthians.
你们要向这些悔改的人显出坚定不移的爱。
And he wants the Corinthians to manifest.The unshaken love to these people who repent.
当我们与神的关系出问题的时候呢，我们常常跟弟兄姊妹的关系也出问题。
And very often our relationship with our brother and sister is damaged when we have a wrong relationship with God.
当我们失去起初的爱的时候
，When we have lost that love from the very beginning.
而想要在神的家中维持秩序。
And we want to keep the order in the house of God.
非常危险。
It's very dangerous.
后来他们为了要重新建立便雅悯支派。
And later they want to rebuild the tribe of Benjamin.
所以他们现在想办法为这600个剩下的便雅悯人找妻子。
So now they want to find wives for 600 men.
但他们没有在神的面前寻求。
But they did not seek before God.
他们就开始想自己的办法。
Then they came up with their own way.
他们曾经起了两个誓。
And because they have made two oaths before the battle.
一个就是说呢，他们绝对不把女儿嫁给便雅悯人。
And the first oath is that they will not give their daughters to the Benjamin.
这个我们能够了解。
That I can understand.
因为那些便雅悯太可怕了。
Because those Benjamins were very dreadful.
他们站在这些罪恶的人同一边。
Because they stand themselves with the people who were wicked.
他们另外起了一个誓
But they gave another oath.
任何城市没有派人出来跟我们一起打仗的人这个城市我们要把它致死
And they said that they will destroy whichever city that did not come up to with us to battle with the Benjamites.
结果呢他们就找出了果然有一个城市叫基列雅比这个城市
And they found a city that did not go with them. It's called
Gileadi. 在在这个地方。
21章，
在第九节，第八节有，第八节有。第八节。
Okay, in verse 8, the city of Gilead.
Okay. 把这个城市所有的人都杀光，只留下400个处女。
Then they went to that city and destroyed everyone in that city except they left 400 virgins.
本来基比亚只是杀了一个妾。
And originally, in Gibeah, only one concubine was killed, or was killed.
现在不但死了那么多人，现在还要找出一个无辜的城市，自己的城市哦，把人杀光。
And but now they so many people die in the battles, and they also found a city of their own and killed other people.
但是人还不够，因为还差两百个。
And but there was not enough wives. They still lack 200.
所以人的办法又来了。
And then the man's way came out again.
所以在示罗这个地方呢，他们每一年都有一些庆典。 有一些女孩子就来这边跳舞。
And then in Shiloh, there is this festival every year that the virgins will come out to dance.
所以呢，他就叫这两百个需要妻子的便雅悯人呢去抢亲。
So they instructed the 200 that is left from the Benjamites that do not have a wife to go and steal the woman.
他如果这些人的父母来找我们，我们就劝他们。不是你们给他的，是被抢去的。
And when the parents of these virgins came to complain to us, we would tell them that it's not that you give your daughter to them; they took it by themselves.
他们不知道是在骗神还是骗自己。
We don't know whether they are trying to fool God or fool themselves.
大概这就是为什么我们现在婚礼的时候都要问一下，有没有人反对。
And this is probably a reason why up to now we're still asking in marriage, in wedding, that who would object to this wedding.
所以当他们这些事情都处理好了，他们很高兴。
And when all these things are done with, they were very happy.
所以在四世纪二十一章二十四节，他说，当时以色列人离开那里，各归本支派、本宗族、本地业去了。
And so in verse 24 of chapter 21, it says that so the children of Israel departed from there at that time, every man to his tribe and family. They went out from there, every man to his inheritance.
你看，他们以为事情都解决完了，很高兴的都回去了。
And they thought that everything, all the problems resolved, and so they all went home.
但是圣灵在这里做了一个总结。
But here, the Holy Spirit gave a conclusion.
而以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In those days, there were no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
所以换句话说呢，没有持定元首。
In other words, they did not hold fast to their head.
所以自相残杀。
And they destroyed themselves.
他们自以为是，批评论断。
They have self-righteousness and they judge others, each other.
他们有支派的合一。
They have the unity of the tribe.
但是没有王。
But no king.
他们有身体的合一，但是没有头。
They have the union of the body without the head.
所以我们从这里得到教训。
So here we receive lessons.
我们都应该谦卑在神的面前，持定。基督做我们的元首。
We should all humble ourselves before God and to hold fast the head who is Christ.
只有他是头。
Because only he is head.
我们不是我们的头。
We are not our own head.
我们也不是别人的头。
We are not the head of others.
基督才是。
Only Christ.
因为身体只有一个。
Because the body is only one.
圣灵只有一个。
And there's only one spirit.
只有一信、一喜、一神、一主。
There's only one faith.One God, one baptism,
one Lord,
and one Lord.
所以我们应当竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
We need to be diligent to keep that faith that was given by the Holy Spirit.
所以哥罗西书第三章十四节有句话。
So Colossians chapter 3, verse 14, this says this.
他说在这一切之外，应当存着爱心。
And throughout all these, we should be with love.
因为爱心就是联络全德的。
And because love will unite all things.
所以保罗在提摩太后书特别提到末世危险的日子要来到。
So Paul especially mentioned in 2 Timothy that in the end days, in the last days, the perilous time will come.
今天就是这个时候。
And today is that time.
在整个神的家有很多可怕的事情。
And in the house of God, many dreadful things will happen.
旧约的事情都那么可怕了。
And the Old Testament, these dreadful things happen.
何况现在来到了末世。
And you do not even have to mention about what would happen in the end days today.
不但道德的败坏。
Not only the corruption of the morality,
而且你看见弟兄跟弟兄之间没有爱。
And you see that there is no love between brothers.
当我没有在神的面前 先对付自己的时候，对付别人是何等可怕的事情。
And when we do not deal with ourselves before God, it is a terrible thing for us to deal with others.
但是保罗叫我们要知道这些事情，为的是叫要警戒我们。
And Paul wants us to know these things so that it will give us warning.
他不但叫我们要逃避，要躲开。
Not only he wants us to flee and turn away from these things.
他更要我们积极的去追求。
And he wants us to pursue this diligently.
我再说，不是追求知识。
And it is not to pursue after knowledge.
而是耶稣基督的性格。
But the character of our Lord Jesus Christ.
而是公义、仁爱、信德、和平。
And it is peace, and righteousness.
公义和仁爱。所以，再次提醒我们，一个真正在末后的时代，你要敬虔度日的，你要受逼迫。
And once again, I want to remind each one of us that if you want to be living a godly life, you will have persecution.
我再说，我们不是说要注重这些负面的消息。
And I want to say again, it is not that we want to emphasize on the negatives.
而是当我们知道以后，我们更勉励自己。要与清心祷告的人一同追求。
But when we know these things, then we will have a heart, be encouraged to pursue after the Lord with those who would chase after Him with a pure heart.
愿神怜悯我。
May God have mercy on
us. 我们低头一下祷告。
Let's bow our heads over the prayer.
主，我们再感谢你。
Lord, once again, we give you thanks.
你实在爱我们。
You truly love us.
你知道末后会发生许多这样的事情。
You know that in the end days, these many things like this will happen.
你要我们知道。
That you want us to know.
而且你要我们懂得怎么躲开，怎么逃避。
You want us to know how to flee and how to turn away.
也鼓励我们能够与倾心祷告的人一同来追求。
And to encourage us to pray with those who have a pure heart to pray before you.
主，你怜悯我们，给我们恩典。
Have mercy on us to give us grace.
在这特殊的时刻，让我们真实靠近你的恩典。能够在你面前站立得住。
So in these special times that we can stand by the grace that you have given to us.
虽然仇敌是这样的凶狠。
Although the enemies are so fierce.
让我们仍然能够在你面前成为你的见证。
But maybe we still be able to be a testimony before you.
愿你得到荣耀。
May you receive glory.
愿祝福赐给你的儿女。
May blessing be to your children.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
奉主的名。
In the name of the Lord.